You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across the state of Wisconsin, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie is back.
7:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Civic Media Network. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Jamie, it is very exciting.
It is.
It's 7:06. That means it is time for our first text to win word. It's our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win multi-state contest. It is your daily chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. What's in the prize package? I could tell you, but that would ruin the surprise. Plus, every time you enter, you are in our grand drawing. You are eligible to win $250 in gas and not or. And $250 in groceries. So that is a nice combination.
It is.
All you have to do is have the app. And then what? So I'm going to assume, Jamie, I'm going to assume everybody has the app.
Yes.
Because our listeners are smarter
than
average listeners.
They are. Absolutely.
And yes, I was just buttering you up. So it's, look at Brian
text,
trying to kiss up to the listeners.
Now we need you to text it. We need you to text it because once you have your Civic Media app, you need to text us this hour's keyword, which is, here we go, sun. S-U-N. Sun. That is the word you need to get us before 8 o'clock so that you can qualify for all of those prizes that Brian just nicely laid out. And remember, there's going to be multiple chances to enter and qualify throughout today and then the rest of this week into next week as well, Monday through Friday. So again, your word for this hour, sun, S-U-N, is the word you need to text us before 8 o'clock so that you can qualify and we can give you maybe $500 so that you can get your gas and your groceries. I love that. So I already seen the texts roll in this morning, so please keep those coming so that we can put you into our drawing. And again, one more time, sun, S-U-N. That's the word that you need to text this morning. All right.
And if you get, just look outside and see what's up in the sky, that big bright ball.
Yes.
And then go, oh, yeah, the text to win word is sun, S-U-N.
It is, because it is very bright and shiny today.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be beautiful.
It is. It is.
Well, that's some of the stuff you need to know, but there is always more.
It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some shit you need to know.
All right, before we get... I already see somebody misspelled their entry.
I see that, yes.
It's S-U-N.
There we go.
S-U-N,
yes.
Not S-O-N.
Yes.
S-U-N. I just happened to glance over to oh, no. And I was going to say something about that before, but I didn't want to confuse people.
Right.
I go,
right.
Which one is it? So I kept my mouth shut for the first time.
We're on a roll. I see it come in correctly now. So we're on a roll.
Good.
We're doing good
all
now.
Right.
All right.
There was only one. It was only one misspelling, but I don't want that person to miss out.
I get it. Sometimes these words are hard. I totally get it. I have to double
check
myself.
Why are we using homonyms?
I know. I have to double check myself.
No homonyms.
20 times. I know. I don't make the words. I just give the words.
Parker very excited that I actually use the word homonym.
I love homonyms.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Wow.
Homonyms are great.
I'm kind of impressed.
Parker, every once in a while, all the synapses fire at once. Mostly not. I have my brain is like an old carburetor. Sometimes it misfires. And yet sometimes, man, oh man, when it's going, it's like a beautiful Mustang just... Right down the road.
But we got past the forgetting your name thing, so now we're on a roll
yes,
this week.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once I get that.
Like an hour. Come on.
Well, listen. Things change. A couple sips of coffee.
There we go.
You know, a little lively conversation, and we move on to stuff you need to know. This is troubling. Coming out of Kenosha, multiple posters described as anti-immigrant were discovered around Kenosha this week, prompting concern from community members and local advocacy groups. A resident who spotted several of the signs reported them to police after finding them posted near busy streets and businesses. Forward Latino says about 10 of the posters have been found so far and is encouraging residents to report any additional signs that they do happen to see. The group says the message promotes intimidation, division, and fear, and is urging the public not to ignore or normalize hateful rhetoric. Forward Latino says many hate and bias incidents target people because of their appearance, language, or accent, regardless of their immigration status. We've seen that a lot. Local law enforcement is investigating, and Forward Latino says it also has contacted the FBI. Residents can report hateful messages through the group's reporting system or by calling 833-LATINO-1. That's 833-528-4601. Come on, Kenosha. You're better than that.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, anytime you see these types of things, it's disgusting. Because and it just goes to show the rhetoric does affect people, and the fact that when it's coming from all angles, right, people are going to take advantage of being able to say and do these things, and it's never right.
Sure, you're empowered, and Kenosha has a past. We all know that.
Yes.
So you call it out. That's all.
Yep.
You know, report it, call it out, and
Forward Latino doing a lot of work on the immigration front right now, and it's been pretty nonstop and endless, as we can all imagine. In other headlines for stuff you need to know, Wisconsin lawmakers approved $7 million to help reduce a waiting list of more than 7,600 people with disabilities who are seeking help finding and keeping jobs. The Division of Vocational Rehabilitation provides services like job training, career counseling, and support for employers hiring people with disabilities. A funding shortfall last year forced the agency to create a waiting list, and about 1,000 additional people have been joining the list each month. The new funding will allow the agency to gradually reduce the backlog, officials expecting the wait list to be eliminated by June of next year. Lawmakers from both parties agreed the funding was needed, though they disagreed over why it took so long to address the problem. There's always got to be a disagreement there.
Sure,
and whether even more funding should have been approved. Now, priority for services will go first to people with the most significant disabilities, followed by those with less severe but still substantial barriers to employment. I don't even know why this was a discussion. Give them the money. Get people with who need it the jobs. I mean, my goodness, you can't complain people don't work and then not make sure that they have the path to do so, right? I mean,
But are they the people we want working? We've got it. Is that the money we want to spend? And isn't that DEI if we're just giving people jobs because they're disabled? The stupidity of some of our arguments is crazy.
Yes.
All right, listen. You lunatics, if you're out riding your ATVs and UTVs in Wisconsin this weekend, which I encourage you, get out. It is, again, free park weekend, free fun weekend. You can go to state park.
Yes.
Go out. Have fun. But there are new safety rules that took effect on June 1st. We talked about this before they went into action. So if you are an ATV or UTV rider, you must wear a seatbelt, all occupants, drivers, and passengers when riding in a UTV. And it's always more fun to ride in a UTV when you don't fly out of it.
Right. That's
a
key component to the day. Yes.
Well, I would think so. But who am I to tell you what to do? I'm not the government. So the government is telling you got to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Riders under age of 18 must now wear a DOT-approved helmet, and eye protection is required if the vehicle does not have a windshield. It's now illegal to tow people behind your ATV or UTV on public roads or trails, though limited exceptions do apply on private property and ice, which sounds really scary. It's illegal. New restrictions also limit window tinting on UTVs and create penalties for intentionally damaging ATV or UTV trails and property. The changes come as Wisconsin continues to see high numbers of ATV and UTV crashes. Last year, the DNR reported more than 300 crashes, more than 277 injuries. In 2025, Wisconsin recorded 41 ATV-UTV-related deaths. So, yes, they're fun. Yes, you can go fast. Yes, you can be outside.
Yeah.
Be careful. That's all.
Yeah.
We're not telling you how to ride them. Just be careful. Conservation wardens and local law enforcement agencies are going to enforce the new rules through routine patrols with warnings and citations possible for violations.
Good. I mean, I think we should have rules. I mean, obviously, if we're going to do silly, stupid things, like, and it is really fun. And so when I say silly and stupid, I've actually done this, do the ice and things like that with ATVs and UTVs. It is a ton of fun, but it is really silly and stupid. So do it at your own risk. But, you know, it's hard for us to learn our lessons. But if we're going to do these things, we got to be safe at the same time.
Every time I'm on an ATV, I get nervous because I think I'm going to go too fast and flip it.
Yeah.
So
And it happens, right?
I like to putter along.
Puttering is usually best.
I'm a putterer. Jamie, what's the big story?
Well, the big story is the fact that as we continue to talk about affordable housing and we talk about the lack of housing across the state, Governor Evers is stepping in. The state is going to award $47.8 million in housing tax credits to developers working on affordable housing projects all across the state. Now, this funding will support 35 developments in 15 different counties. So that is really good news because this is a very much a statewide issue. issue right now.
Yeah.
The projects are expected to create or preserve 2,128 affordable housing units in 26 communities, providing housing opportunities for about 5,000 Wisconsin residents. So that is very good news. And honestly, here's the thing. It is really good news. It feels like a dent with everybody who is struggling with affordable housing. But you know what? A dent is better than
you got to start somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
You have to. We can't wait until the whole problem can be fixed at once.
Right.
It's compromise.
It is a compromise.
Another part of our broken record. It's compromise.
Well, it's government. It should be compromise. I don't know when we got away from that. But most of the projects are going to be new construction. 28 of these developments will be built from the ground up. The remaining projects involve renovating some existing buildings or also converting properties into housing. 24 developments are going to be geared toward families as well, which is going to be a key for part of this, because the other projects will also be designed to meet the needs of seniors. So also taking care of a couple of subsections of the population that are really struggling right now. Mm-hmm. Now, these tax credits, Brian, are intended to help developers overcome rising construction costs, the labor shortages, as well as inflation, so that these affordable projects are actually financially feasible. Because my family did construction my whole life, right? And so I remember the conversations about supplies when there was a recession or there was inflation, because then you would have to tack on more to that bid so that you could get that job. But you might not get that job then because you were not cutting corners, but maybe another guy was to take prices down. And it was all of this. And it is very cutthroat. And it's not because you don't want to do these projects as somebody who is a builder. It's because you literally can't afford to do so. You just sometimes can't. So the fact that this money and this $47.8 million is now in existence for developers, I think this is a great thing for affordability across the board.
Yeah, and we talked about the apartment complex that's going up in Milwaukee the other day, and we have such a housing shortage here, and the cost of housing is so high.
Yes.
So anything we can do to make things a little more affordable.
Yes, yes.
I'm always on board with saving a little money.
And the fact that this is going to be across the state, so it is going to also affect not just your urban areas, but rural communities, small cities, growing suburban areas. All of those places are also feeling pressure with housing right now. And to be clear for anybody listening today, this is very good news. But these programs will not directly subsidize renters. Instead, developers will receive tax incentives in exchange for agreeing to keep a portion of their units affordable for low and moderate income households for at least 30 years. So it's not even a short-term program, right? It's also Governor Evers also making sure that this is set up for some long-term success. Since 1986, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority has awarded more than $644 million in housing tax credits, creating or preserving more than 61,000 affordable housing rentals across the state. And since 2019, Wisconsin added more than 33,000 housing units aimed for workers, families, seniors, and other residents struggling to find a place to survive. So the work is being done. It's just, it's a slow process when you build.
It is slow.
Renovation is always slow, but this certainly helps those developers get some projects accomplished.
Well, and going back to your point real quick, the fact that it is happening in rural communities where we're seeing the population decreases because, one, lack of work, people leaving the smaller areas. So if you're building places that someone can afford, maybe those population centers start to build up again. So it's a good program. When we come back, oh my gosh, are we going to swipe? Are we going to stay? Is Frank going to be curmudgeonly? So many questions
as we
move in. It is Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan. She's Jamie Martinson. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
7:22 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Civic Media Network. It is time for Swipe or Stay. We are going to put the politics aside for just a few minutes. We're going to dive into pop culture, figure out what's going on with the lives of celebrities with our senior producer, Frank. How are you today?
I am doing well and not curmudgeon.
Well, we'll see.
Just
we'll
saying.
See. The minute we skip one of your stories or swipe from one of your stories.
I don't get offended when you swipe a story. It's when you swipe a good story.
Well, okay. How do we
with
know?
A lot of stuff in it.
That's a how point do we don't know. We have to guess.
Let's whatever. Find out.
All right, let's
start. Let's see.
All right.
Let's see what we got.
We're just going into it.
Okay. Yeah.
Woman proposes banning a certain number in football.
I can only imagine what it is. I'm going to stay.
Stay on this one.
Any guesses on the number?
69.
It is not 69.
67?
21?
Nope. Oh, sorry.
21.
Not 21.
Okay.
Tanya Brown, the sister of Nicole Brown Simpson, is proposing the NFL ban the wearing of O.J. Simpson's former number, 32.
Nope.
Tanya says the number remains deeply tied to trauma for many people connected to the case. She said, it's also the 32nd year of Nicole and Ron's murders. Every time I see someone on the field with that number, it brings me back and I have trauma. It's important to note Tanya is not officially organizing a campaign yet, but instead hoping the NFL just takes her wishes into consideration, which we know the NFL is so great at hearing other people out.
So are we supposed, if we started banning the numbers of everybody
right.
who, I mean, OJ's crimes were more serious than just spousal abuse, but
right.
allegedly, but all right, we've
well,
got a lot.
Well, that's the other thing.
Ray Lewis's number got to go.
Right.
Everybody's number got to go who beats their wife.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for their loss, obviously, but stop it.
Here's a number. Here's the
just
other,
don't watch football then.
Here's the other thing, too. We're also hitting a point in time where there's a whole generation who won't even remember O.J. Simpson other than what they've read about the case. Not so much
right.
what's on the field, right? So
right.
there's that
I mean,
part
I know
of it
his
too.
History. I was, when Frank first said O.J. Simpson, I was like, what was his number? I knew it was in
right.
the 30s because it was a running back, but I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. This one feels like a stretch, even though I am sorry for their loss. It feels like a bit of a stretch. I don't believe Roger Goodell is probably going to hear this one out.
No.
The people directly involved in the case is a dozen at best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
no sympathy here.
No.
And I read that and I was like, oh, you're not actually organizing. You're just... Speaking into existence. That's
all right.
That's not going to work.
That doesn't work in this world.
Bye, Felicia.
Pop star granted restraining order from stalker.
Oh. I'll stay.
I know how much Parker loves pop star stalker stories, so I'm going to swipe.
Parker?
I was going to swipe anyway. Before that, really strange accusation, Brian.
All right, we're swiping.
Commit to the bit, Parker.
Marvel actor refuses to host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I saw the headlines of this. Stay.
I want to stay because I like Marvel and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, now we got Brian's interest. All right. Yeah. We will not be seeing... Can we guess which superhero, Brian?
It's probably a second-tier superhero. I'll say Jeremy Renner. But
it is not Jeremy Renner. We will not be seeing Tom Holland, a.k.a. Spider-Man.
No
Spider-Man?
No
Spider-Man. Why Spider-Man?
Hosting SNL.
What's his beef?
All right. Holland appeared on an episode of Amy Poehler's podcast, Good Hang, saying he's heavily dyslexic and is scared to read the cue cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, for me, I can read fine, but when I have to read out loud... It just becomes like kind of a mental block and I can freeze up.
Or did he say mental glob?
Yep. He's really lucky that he's been offered the hosting gig multiple times, but it's not for him and he's turned it down every single time.
Wow. Who knew Spider-Man was dyslexic?
All right.
Don't you work with him at some point and be like, hey, we'll get you through this. Like how, like you're an actor.
Yeah, but if he's that nervous and his whole,
I mean, if you're
that
uncomfortable, and I'm going to assume that just going through school as a kid, and I'm sure there was a whole lot that went into that.
Yeah.
So I can respect that, right? Like I can totally
respect
that.
It.
A man's got to know his limitations.
He's so talented though, right? Like you would love to see him in that role for sure.
Yeah, but then I don't want to see him embarrass himself. And if he's uncomfortable and he's not going to be his best, because in the back of his mind, he's always going to be thinking about, you know.
Yeah.
And you know his agent's like, oh, they really want you to do this. I really wish you would do this.
And then after, if something goes wrong, he goes, I told you not to
I
do this.
I told you. You should have done that.
But it's your career, kid. Kudos to him for knowing his limitations and being honest about it.
Right. Artist helps push Vermont bill into law.
Oh, I'll stay.
Syrup law? I don't care. Swipe.
Syrup law.
I'll stay.
Parker's staying. Noah Kahn has shot into superstardom as of late and helped get a bill passed in his home state of Vermont. Kahn testified earlier this year before the Vermont State Senate to support Bill H-512, which aims to crack down on predatory resale practice and ticket scalping.
Okay. No syrup at all.
No. Kahn said, as an artist that cares deeply about the fan experience and accessibility of concert tickets, this bill is a critical step in eliminating predatory resale behaviors and offer Vermonters a great solution for exchanging and reselling tickets on a safe marketplace. The new law was officially approved by Vermont Governor Phil Scott last week. The legislation caps Vermont's ticket resale prices at 110% of their original value for concerts, sporting events, and other live entertainment. Now, this is great coming from a guy whose ticket prices right now on resale market are insane.
Are they? You guys will be proud of ticket. Me. I just started listening to him.
Brian, cheapest ticket at Wrigley Field, $450.
Wow. That's Wrigley Field just gouging everybody.
That's everywhere.
Don't like it.
That's
don't like it at all. All right. Thank you, Frank. Yes. Oh, new music, new everything. We are going to come back, and when we do, we're going to play gubernatorial match game. What? I don't know either. We'll figure it out. It's Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
Fairly solid. Better than expected. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:35 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Civic Media Network. Brian, we are still taking qualifiers for at least 25 more minutes. Plenty of time. In our Accelerate Your Summer Text Win Multi-State Contest, it's your daily chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. I've been to Wisconsin Dells quite a few times. There's some fun stuff to do.
With a prize package?
Not with a prize package, but World Capital of Water Parks over at Wisconsin Dells. Some really great motels and resorts, too. Plus, every entry is going to put you into our grand prize drawing for $250 in gas and another $250 in groceries. We have text still rolling in, but we have to give the word again, right?
All right. Well, the word for this hour is sun. S-U-N. Sun.
How do you spell it?
S-U-N.
There we go.
The U is important. S-U-N. Sun.
It is.
So text that in, and you'll be entered in the giveaway for today and entered into the grand prize giveaway. It is time for a brand new game. I don't understand it. It's called Gubernatorial Match Game. So, Frank, please explain.
It's super easy. Okay. So, as you know, we have our field of candidates, right?
Yes.
To be the next governor of Wisconsin.
They had to put
one Republican and eight Democrats.
They had to get their 2,000 signatures in Monday or Tuesday. It's been a long week, and some of them are still being verified, but it looks like if you're watching on the stream, this will be our pool of candidates, especially as we go into the primary season on August 11th. So... What are we doing here today?
Yeah. So here's how this game is going to work. I'm going to read a statement that represents a candidate.
Okay.
Jamie and Brian will be playing against each other. You both get a guess.
Okay.
Okay.
A candidate could be named more than once.
Okay. All right.
Throughout the game?
Throughout
could
the
be
game.
Named more
okay.
Than once.
All right. Okay. All right.
We'll I'm not see. Saying they are, but they could be.
Now, where is your Gene Rayburn-style really skinny microphone?
You know, it wasn't in the budget for this year.
Right, next year.
It's at the top of my list.
Maybe for the generals.
We also need those curtains that you come out from. Right?
I need a lot of things.
Okay, all right.
A nice leisure suit.
He walks out of the drapes from his window.
Big wide tie.
Big wide tie. All of it.
Okay, all right.
All of it.
All right.
Crazy
All right,
Frank
so said. The person with the most points wins the game, all right?
Okay.
All right. We're going to, okay, we ready?
Yeah. We're ready. All right, let's do this. Let's get to know our candidates.
All right, this candidate is a former CDC intelligence officer that was on the first plane into New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, gosh. I'm
starting off hard.
I'm going to say, because of the nursing background, this is where my head goes, Sarah Rodriguez.
Hmm. Ryan?
Who is Mandela Barnes?
Jamie gets the point. Ooh, it is Sarah Rodriguez.
I had no idea. Interesting background. Okay.
This is directly from her website. I thought it was a really interesting fact.
It is very interesting. That was just sheer guess and using that just her background on that one. Okay.
So right now, Jamie's winning our gubernatorial match game.
Oh my gosh.
1 point to nothing. Brian's got nothing on the board, but it's okay.
How many
There's
do I have, Frank?
We're early. We're
zero.
Early. We're
All
so
right.
early
zero
in this game.
Why do I think
that curmudgeonly comment is coming?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
We're moving on to question number two.
Very All right,
vindictive
here we go.
Game show host. I'm not...
We've talked about this one. Cable. This one may be a little bit easier than the first one.
Okay.
Which candidate scored a big endorsement from the Wisconsin Education Association Council?
Ooh. I know this one.
All right, you go first.
Kel DeRoyes.
It is Kel DeRoyes. That's my guess, too. Yay.
It is Kel DeRoyes. WEAC President Peggy Wirtz Olson said Senator Kel DeRoyes is a leader who has done her homework on solutions to the school funding crisis, and she has a broad, deep base of knowledge and labor in Wisconsin public education. She has a great track record of collaboration and responsiveness, and she has proven that she wants to listen, learn, and partner with public school professionals.
Right. That was a big endorsement when that came out.
Huge endorsement. I know we've talked about it a couple times.
It came out a while ago. That endorsement came out
a couple months ago now.
Yeah. March.
Were you surprised how early that endorsement came in the race?
I was, because those usually take a little bit longer, especially with a field this crowded, right? Especially on the Democratic side. So I personally was. I don't, Brian.
Except that she had a big track record, like a lot of them do.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right. After two, Jamie has all 2 points. Brian is on the board with one. So congratulations to Brian. He did not get shut out.
It was very early in the game. I knew he'd get points.
It's a second question.
I know, and I'm giving you your props.
Are you?
Look, this isn't about winning or losing, Brian. It's about meeting our candidates,
right? It is.
Right?
It's about knowing who they are, because there's a lot of them.
If it's not about winning or losing, why are you keeping such strenuous score?
Because I enjoy it.
I know. Let's go. Number three.
This candidate ran the largest science museum in the state, Discovery World in Milwaukee, for 11 years.
Oh, that's new. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Joel Brennan, just as a guess. I have no idea.
That's who I was going to say, too, so I will say it.
Ooh. It is Joel Brennan. One little thing on his website as I'm looking through policies and whatnot. His big thing is most people aren't asking for miracles. They want to afford where they live, send their kids to a good school, and have a governor who will fight back when Trump threatens our way of life.
I like that.
All right. I like that.
Joel Brennan doesn't make a lot of headlines. We don't hear too much about him. That's what kind of gave me the inkling.
Yeah.
About the science, because I was like, I don't know too much about
him. He's a little bit more in the background. So, no, that's an interesting fact. This is interesting. Like, we are actually learning a lot about
these people.
I love this. Okay.
And, yes, for everybody out there listening, we have not had Joel Brennan on. We have reached out to his camp, so we do hope he does join us at some point in the show.
Yeah, we'd love to
All right, Jamie's leading 3-2 as we move on. And if you're just listening, we're playing the gubernatorial match game, where I'm reading statements that identify some of these candidates. Brian and Jamie are competing to see who gets the most points in matches. Number four, which candidate served as the dam tender on the Willow Flowage for 29 years?
I know this, Tom Tiffany.
Earning
Tom
him
Tiffany.
The nickname of the Dam Man.
Tom Tiffany.
I saw that commercial on TV the other day and went, oh.
Yep.
Wow.
He's a damn man. Did it.
Oh, Tommy Tiff. Now, He's very much leaning into phrases such as law and order, conservative values, and common sense laws. If you're looking at the candidates, that those three things basically sum up Tom Tiffany's stances. And he's the damn man, if you haven't heard.
He is the damn man. He is the damn man.
And he loves the current president.
He is the person endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Yes, yes.
Moving on, this candidate is known for their Badger Basics plan.
Ooh,
David Crowley.
David Crowley, yeah. He joined us to talk about this, right?
He did. We love David. We had a couple of technical issues with his audio.
We did.
But correct me if I'm wrong, he did tell us that he hates the Chicago Bears the most as well.
He did. And you can listen to that. Go back and listen to that interview on Spotify.
Yes, please do. Yeah,
it was just a quick preview. David Crowley says affordability, care, and opportunity are the three pillars of Badger Basics.
And David Crowley
dives deeper into it.
And David Crowley's a guy who ended up needing the affordable housing as a kid and really came up through the ranks of not having a lot. So he kind of gets what families are struggling with, has three daughters of his own as well. So
fun guy to talk to.
He is. He's a good guy. These are all great candidates. That's the bad part about this field, right? Is they're all sensational candidates. They're all really great people. And they're really laying out some great plans for Wisconsin. So this is why I'm assuming you decided to play gubernatorial candidate, because we do have so many choices, Frank.
Well, and the other thing that I've noticed with the Democrats, when I'm getting all these statements together, a lot of these are interesting facts, because I think most of them are on the same page of the issues they want to tackle. So there's really no issue that really separates them, which is why I think this race is going to be actually pretty tight.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting when Marquette does their polling. I know we talked earlier today about the president's approval rating and that new poll that came out. They haven't done another one for the gubernatorial race. So it is going to be fascinating to see if that race is tightened, if people are less on the fence than they were just a few months ago. So now that we're getting closer to the primary.
And maybe after gubernatorial match game, some people have changed their minds.
That's right.
I know.
Joel Brennan ran a science museum.
The largest in the state.
He's my
guy. Have you noticed that since I got on the board a lot, Frank has dropped the scoring?
Jamie is in the lead right now with 5 points. Brian close behind with 4. He's only down 1.
All
He's
right.
got a couple
this is,
of questions
this is
left.
Very even. This is good.
Which candidate announced their candidacy while carrying their father's auto union worker's jacket?
Oh. I'm going to say Mandela. But that's a guess. This is like
Jamie is right. It is former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
Oh, boy.
That was some drawn-out suspense there.
You guys have been neck and neck with most of these questions, but Jamie takes a commanding lead.
Commanding. 6-4.
Whoa,
all right.
Commanding.
Is it a good old-fashioned shellacking?
It is.
Really? 6-2?
Man, we've got quite a tilt here.
6-4 is a good old-fashioned shellacking. All right.
Mandela is very much focusing on workers' rights, wanting to expand apprenticeship programs and trade schools to ensure that when companies invest in Wisconsin, they're employing Wisconsinites.
All right. And again, that's why his dad's jacket, his roots are deep into that. I believe, too, I believe his mom was a teacher. Is that correct? And one of them has a mom.
I would have to look that one up.
Please, anybody listening, don't quote me on that. But a working class family is where Mandela came from, for sure.
All right, moving on. This candidate has made refusing PAC money a centerpiece of their campaign.
Francesca Hong,
yep.
It is Francesca Hong. Fran isn't taking a dime from corporate PACs, and she sure as hell isn't self-funding her campaign, which comes straight from her website.
Right.
She said this is a grassroots campaign powered by working people, not billionaires.
All right. And that would make sense with Francesca's background as a small business owner and a single mom, working mom. So, yeah. And you know what? I can always get behind a candidate who is willing to give up the PAC money.
Right.
We all know, if you've listened to the show, how I feel about PACs. Not my favorite things.
Which candidate's website says they are not a politician and that's the point?
Ooh, Missy Hughes.
Missy Hughes.
It is Missy Hughes.
Yeah, she's a business person.
Appointed by Governor Tony Evers to lead Wisconsin's Economic Development Corporation, under Missy's leadership, major companies like Milwaukee Tool, Microsoft, Eli Lilly, Kikkoman, and more committed to invest over $10 billion and create 45,000 good-paying jobs across Wisconsin. Pretty good blurb to have.
Yes. Yeah. And Parker doing a little fact check for us. Mandela's mom was, in fact, a teacher. So thank you for looking that up for us, Parker. No, you get a point now, Parker. Parker gets
a point.
I'm
on the board.
Parker's on the board. Not shut out, Parker. A good old-fashioned shellacking.
I got shellacked, but.
You are getting shellacked.
That was great.
I'm just getting beat.
Look at us learning
one
about
last
the
one.
Okay. Sorry.
30 seconds. This candidate accidentally wrote the wrong date on his application and 500 signatures were thrown out.
Kurt Benson.
He has until Sunday afternoon to file affidavits seeking to fix the errors. There's also an opportunity for others to challenge the signatures he's turned in. That's all the right. Match game. Jamie wins.
Yay.
Congratulations. How often do you play the lottery? We'll talk about it on Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, community stories, and the conversations that matter most. Now, more Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:52 right now. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, I'm Brian Noonan. 855-75-CIVIC is how you get a hold of us. Jamie, we got to tell people one more time. You got about 7 minutes.
Yes.
7 minutes to get in for this hour's word on our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. It is your chance to win a daily prize of $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. And every time you enter, you're going to be in our grand prize drawing for $250 in gas and another $250 in groceries. All you need to do is text a keyword. Oh, thankfully, Jamie knows it.
The keyword that you need to text before 8 o'clock, sun, S-U-N. Sun is your word that you need to text us using your Civic Media app. And remember, you can download that for free in your Apple or your Google store. If you don't have it and you think, oh, I missed out. No, you did it, because we're going to do this again at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, at 7 o'clock. We're going to do it again all day tomorrow
gosh.
And then all Monday through Friday of next week. So you still have plenty of opportunity to win and to get qualified. But sun is the word that we need to get before 8 o'clock this morning so that you can qualify right this very minute using your Civic Media app, S-U-N. That is the word that we need. So there you go.
All
can you tell I've gone through that list a few times in my head?
You have. You did it very well.
Thank
Spell
you,
that
thank
word
you.
One more time, just because Sun. We've only had...
Sun, S-U-N. S-U-N
Perfect.
Is the word that we need. All right.
Well, everybody's getting
look
it right
you guys.
Now. We just,
you guys are snappy
just
this morning.
Trying to take care of people.
I love that.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't
but,
either.
How often do you guys play the lottery? 855-752-4842. And if you win, where do you go? Well, guess what? The Lottery Mobile Validation Unit is coming across the winner wagon.
Yes.
If you like that terminology
so
better,
cool.
And I do, it is a winner wagon. So it's going around the state, making a stop in La Crosse on June 10th from 10 to 2 at the Quick Trip on Ward Avenue. Because then, if you have won anything up to $200,000, you don't have to go to the lottery office in Madison or Wisconsin, or Milwaukee, rather. You can just go to the Quick Trip, pick yourself up a couple dunkers, and cash in your winning ticket.
Here's
of up
my
to
question.
$200,000.
I think this is really cool. It's very convenient. I was very excited when this press release came into my email, because I was like, okay, this is a neat way to play the lottery. Here is the thing, though. First and foremost, my biggest question is, how many people in Wisconsin are winning up to $200,000? I would kind of like to know that little fact. And two, if you have a ticket worth that much, are you actually waiting for the winner wagon to pull up to your town so you can cash it in? Or are you making a trip to Milwaukee or Madison? I get it. They're trying to make it convenient. But at the same time...
I would probably wait a little bit and talk to, because even like $200,000... is life-changing, but it's not life.
Right.
It's life-altering. It's not
sure.
life-changing.
Yep.
So I would be where I'd still talk to, you know, somebody about, okay, what do I do? What are my tax implications?
If done right, it could be life-changing, right? If you,
yes.
Right?
It could start you on the way to changing your life.
Sure.
But I'm guessing most of these are like $100.
Maybe five.
Maybe 50 bucks. Yeah, maybe 500.
I usually win a buck.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I win a dollar.
Exactly.
Maybe I think the most I've ever won is three.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can tell I'm rolling in it. And but I think it's a great way to spread the word about the lottery.
It is.
Get people out there. They won't be paying you in cash. Because my first thought was, how much cash are they going to be carrying?
Right.
They're not carrying cash.
No.
They're paying you in a check. So don't get any Ocean's 11 kind of thoughts in your head.
Yeah, there's no heist here.
But it'll be, that's cool. Go
yeah.
and you don't have to go. And again, there's never a bad time to go to Quick Trip.
No, no. I mean, there's always an opportunity.
Get yourself some milk in a bag.
Right?
Get
That's
some Dunkers.
Good. It's always
and
good.
One of those mystery rolling sausages. And then you head out.
They also have really great croissants now, too. So that's,
Do they?
That's always good. Yeah. They're fat. They come and go fast. I believe they also have like little waffle sandwiches now, which also come and go fast in that
My
hot
favorite
bar.
Thing there, they make these little, at breakfast, they make the little breakfast mm-hmm. burrito. And then later in the day, they have a pepperoni pizza burrito.
Ooh.
When
that
Fat Brian
delicious.
Used to travel back and forth to Milwaukee every day.
Yeah.
Part of the reason Fat Brian was Fat Brian was Dunkers and pepperoni pizza
yeah.
burritos.
Okay.
On the way home. It's
yeah.
like, oh,
yeah.
I need a pick-me-up.
I didn't realize the other day until I was in Quick Trip for something that how many different flavors of Dunkers there actually are now. Right? Like there used to be just glazed in chocolate and then you would throw a cherry
Dunkers.
In. Now there's blueberry. I think I saw
yes.
a raspberry in there. Mm-hmm. And so there's mm-hmm. like, there's all sorts of flavors of Dunkers. So when you get your buck from the winner wagon, if you're me, you can go in there and you can put that towards your Dunkers.
Yeah.
Or another lottery ticket.
Well, here's the thing. You put it toward a Dunker, you're a sure winner.
Yes.
You put it toward the lottery, you could just be throwing your money
away. You could.
So.
Absolutely.
Depending on your day. Chocolate or regular Dunker? I go regular Dunker over chocolate all the time. And I'm a big chocolate guy, so that's saying something.
I don't like... And I'm not saying this about Dunkers. I just always have a problem about anything that isn't authentic chocolate. So I will always go plain just because some chocolate, you get it in your mouth and you're like, this isn't really that chocolatey or doesn't have that great of a flavor. And I've never had a chocolate Dunker to compare, right?
Like, well, it's like chocolate. It would be chocolate cake with glaze, basically.
Yeah, see,
like a glazed
but
chocolate
not all
donut.
Chocolate cake is created equal, and not
That's
all of it
true.
Tastes
That's
good,
true.
Right? So, and I don't want to take
true.
That chance to not like it and have it tarnish
you.
The name of Dunker, so I'm going to stick with the plain, because nobody wants to tarnish the name of a Dunker. Now, the
Dunker Talk, Thursday mornings at 7.
This Winter Wagon is actually a new service from the Wisconsin Lottery, and they're going to be doing this periodically, so this is going to be appearing throughout the state mm-hmm. over the next few months. And really, it's just a way to bring the services to people in rural communities who might be playing the lottery and winning
yeah.
some cash. So you got to appreciate that. So check it out if you're in the La Crosse area. Get your buck. Get your Dunker. Have a good time.
I am not usually a big lotto guy until it gets high up there.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, would I like $200,000?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. I'm not an idiot. But would I like $400 million
yes.
or $1 billion
Even more?
You know
Even
it.
Even more.
If you're listening on WMDX, goodbye. We will talk to you tomorrow. Stephanie Miller up next. But we are going to come back and talk about a new treatment center in Chippewa Falls. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak.
I'm Jamie Martinson. It is 7:59 right now, and you are listening to the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.